Draw the cat eyes sharp enough to kill a man. You did some bad things, but I'm the worst of them. Sometimes I wonder which one will be your last lie. You say looks can kill, and I might try. I don't dress for women, I don't dress for men. Lately I've been dressing for revenge. I don't start shit, but I can tell you how it ends. Don't get sad, get even. So on the weekends, I don't dress for friends. Lately I've been dressing for revenge. She needed cold hard proof, so I gave her some. She had the envelope, where you think she got it from? Now she gets the house, gets the kids, gets the bride. Picture me thick as thieves with your ex-wife. And she looks so pretty, driving in your Benz. Lately she's been dressing for revenge. She don't start shit, but she can tell you how it ends. Don't get sad, get even. So on the weekends, she don't dress for friends. Lately she's been dressing for revenge. Ladies always rise above. Ladies know what people want. Someone sweet and kind and fine. The ladies simply had enough. Well, he was doing lines and crossing all of mine. Someone told us white collar crimes to the FBI. And I don't dress for villains or for innocence. I'm on my vigilante shit again. I don't start shit, but I can tell you how it ends. Don't get sad, get even. So on the weekends, I don't dress for friends. Lately I've been dressing for revenge.
Feel like living, laughing under the sun. Feel like living, 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 feel like yourself get hypnotized.
So we just heard Michael's number three track from Jamie Drake, which leads us to our respective top two tracks on the singles list for 2022. And my top two are both local acts that could not be more different. Number two is a hardcore supergroup called The Age of Self. And their track Forgive, which is a lead track off of the debut EP from the band. The vocalist and de facto leader slash lyricist is UMFM's own Cam Scott, who hosts Radio State on Monday nights, a longtime mainstay on the station. And he seems to be having some fun getting things off his chest. You know, he performed in punk bands for a very, very long time and then kind of stepped away from it. And he's authored a couple of books and has performed more sort of soundscapey, sound art type pieces. He's the artistic director for the Send and Receive Festival, so that makes sense. But this this album really, really had me buzzing with excitement. I seem to keep missing them performing live. They do seem to be quite keen on performing live, so I would say that that's near the top of my list for 2023, is to catch them early in the new year. Number two, The Age of Self and their track Forgive. And then number one, Jay Wood and his track Just Sang, which features vocalist Amy Cheon. It's from the album Slingshots, and I think that it's safe to say that Jeremy Haywood Smith was the MVP of Winnipeg's music scene in 2022. He was wildly received at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. He toured all over North America, a big showcase at South by Southwest. He toured Europe, and he released this first full-length record, Slingshots, on a very, very prestigious American label, Captured Tracks. The dude just got it done all over the place. Just Saying was my song of the summer, and all the accolades that Jay Wood is receiving couldn't be more deserved. He's one of the nicest guys you'll meet, and that's my number one for songs in 2022.
So my number two and number one are from the same artist. The singles side is kind of where I take my foot off the gas a little and break some of the rules that I apply to the albums list. Jared knows I'm a very big stickler about, you know, no EPs, no live albums, no reissues. It's got to be full lengths released in the calendar year. The Polaris Prize, I'm on the jury for that, and they do allow EPs and compilations as for consideration. And this
those,
is
those heathens.
I know it's a little wild. I had to like take a breath when they started, because I mean the thing was designed to be a mimic of the Mercury Prize, and the notion is it's an album prize regardless of genre, regardless of sales. But when they opened it up to EPs, I was like, well, you know, like getting four or five songs versus, you know, a 9-10 album track album, it's a harder thing to do a full-length album that hangs together. But this is the first EP that I've had that like had me kind of like, oh, maybe I should vote for this, because it's such a strong EP. And I didn't end up voting for it, but I did put the two best tracks at the top of my singles list, where I just don't apply those kind of rubric. But Katie Tupper's EP Towards the End was released on Arts and Crafts. She's a neo-soul singer from Saskatoon, which, you know, as far as like a combination of words, you would not necessarily think to string together. But grew up on stuff like D'Angelo, Maxwell, Jill Scott, Sade. Lots of, I mean, if there's a Venn diagram of her musical interests and some of my interests, it's a perfect circle, because this is stuff I respond to. And she just knows how to write a hook. Track number two for me of the year is Danny. And the way her voice like bounces singing the name Danny, I get chills every time. And then Live Inside, which is the lead off track, is just a perfect slice of neo soul pop. And I really hope you enjoy it as much as I do. It's my number one.
Oh! put some houses by the gutters where anyone can go. I'm only right now.
So we just heard Danny and Live Inside from Katie Tupper, my number two and number one singles. And as is the tradition now, this is the 18th year. I guess in the second year, kind of set the decision to like go back and forth. But now it switches over. And I'm going to do my albums first. Jared will do his after me. So my number 20 is from Sister Ray, Communion out on Royal Mountain Records. I originally put this at number 5 on my 2022 Polaris ballot. And honestly, in the half year that's gone on since that, because it's on a weird offset calendar, this album has really only grown in my estimation. Ella Coyes, who uses they, them pronouns, was born in Edmonton, but is Toronto-based. And this is their debut record. It's a project conceived to examine their trauma with unflinching honesty. And this is a direct quote from their Bandcamp. And it's a raw, heartbreaking, and beautiful folk record. Backed by Brooklyn duo Ginla, who were behind early Adrian Lenker recordings. And Adrian Lenker is going to come up again, but not for what you think. That's my number 20. We're going to hear the track, I Want to Be Your Man. And then number 19, I had the great opportunity to speak to this artist a couple weeks ago, Olli Hirvonen. He's a Finnish guitarist who is based in Brooklyn. He released a record called Kielo on Ropadope November 11th. This was one of those COVID projects. It featured his longtime bassist, Marty Kenny, and drummer Nathan Elman Bell, recorded live off the floor. And instead of a lot of his kind of past jazz guitar work, this is kind of delving into Americana, shades of Bill Frisell, and some great comparisons there. The album closes with a Big Thief cover, Vegas. There's the other Adrian Lenker mention. And I'm going to play an original track, though. It's called Placeholder. This is a really beautiful pastoral rock and jazz record, and just really captivating listen.
Coming in at number 20 for me, Sudan Archives and the record Natural Brown Prom Queen on Stone's Throw. Not going to lie, this record is a tough listen. It's a beautiful piece of music that is very lyrically unrelenting, sonically soul-crushing. Brittany Parks bears her soul throughout this, and one of my musical highlights of the year was seeing her perform tracks from this record to a very bewildered crowd on a beautiful Saturday night at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. It was a very, very hot day. I think people were a little bit burnt out, a little bit crispy, and
also not a traditional main stage act.
No, not a traditional main stage act. I loved it, but just listening to some of the folks around me scratching their heads as Sudan Archives rapped and then also played
beats and loops and
played the violin. It was super awesome. Track that I picked from this one was NBPQ, Topless. And then at number 19, Black Country New Road and the record Ants from Up There on Ninja Tune. Their debut record hit me hard. It was, again, another challenging album that drew influences from all over the place. I will say that the follow-up found them in a bit of a softer mode, but certainly no less inventive. Lead singer Isaac Wood left the band like mere days before this record came out, but thankfully they've soldiered on. They toured some in North America and Europe over the summer, and so I'm very excited to see what direction that Black Country New Road moves in going forward. And I picked a sort of longer, sprawling song called Basketball Shoes.
I wanna be your man. I wanna be the one that you call. I do, I do, I do, I do, I do for only you. be a helping hand. So take me to New York again. While I'm beckoning, I'm begging now, asking out for only you. If only you would give me, I would give you everything. If only you would ask me, I would tell you everything. Begging now, I'm asking out for only. Apostle, reaching deep inside for your tonsils. Maybe there then I would find only you. I wanna take you dancing, move around to Jackie Shane again, like when I took your hand in the kitchen. There it was, it was. Begging for you.
Boyfriend think you can be a star. So we set her up in a pop duo with a twin sister, Catherine Parks. And it really didn't even work out like that. Got kicked out cause she laid on her back. Well, that's how it seemed to her mommy and daddy. Crying on a boyfriend, they would never understand me. When all she wanna do is watch Sailor Moon, smoke weed and stare up at the moon. Doesn't mean I cannot have it. I just wanna see us lavish. Bunch of niggas in some mansions. Hanging, living with some ratchet. All my exes got the maddest. They been started on my magic. Once I started wearing lashes, I flew away, it's a habit. Cause niggas out here showing rations. Taken without ever asking. All you focus on is fashion. I wanna know how it functions. Miss me with all that fuck shit. Where the psychedelic drugs at? Always trying to do some fun shit. You know I make nothing to something. She's a hoe, that's assumptions. I just wanna have my titties out. Titties out, titties out. I just wanna have my titties out. Titties out, titties out. Titties out.
Concorde flies in my room, tears the house to shreds, defines the night as such, a home for us, sticking sex. And leaves no trace of love at every market town that we intersect. I die like 15 times. The dark blue stem brings me to their breast. Anymore.